The scripture is Hebrews chapter 10, verse 22. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 22. Let us draw near with a sincere heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Amen. Senior pastor will deliver the message on the second church prayer title of the year 2011, The Children Glorifying God.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, members of over 9,000 branch churches in Korea and all over the world, and local sanctuary members, those who are attending the service on the internet all over the world, children of Sunday school, GCN and Mommy TV viewing audiences, those of you who are offering this first Sunday of 2011 to God are truly blessed. Since we are worshiping now in spirit and truth, I believe that God will protect us for all 52 weeks of this year. It is in fact quite difficult to face the new year with hope in these end times. But as Manmin members, we have new hopes and expectations with each new year. Even though we live in a world that is full of accidents and disasters, God protects us in the space of light if we dwell in the light. With each new year, God also has given us greater blessings than previous years in every respect. We can look forward to the new year with hope because we believe in this good God. Let us give all thanks and glory to God the Father, who has blessed us like this. Now I am going to talk about the second prayer title of the new year, The Children Who Glorify God. The children who glorify God are the children who have cultivated true hearts and perfect faith. And now I would like to tell you what you ought to remember when you pray with this second prayer title. During the last year, God increased the measure of faith of each of you. Through this process, you were assured that you had the ability to really cast off sins and reach the full measure of faith. You can actually achieve the cultivation of true hearts and perfect faith. This year, I pray in the name of the Lord that you will cultivate true hearts and perfect faith and come forth as children who glorify God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, let us look into the reason why God has given us the prayer title, The Children Who Glorify God. God chose the sons of Jacob and established the nation of Israel. God called Moses to lead the Hebrew people from Egypt and to guide them to the Canaan land. Here, God commanded that they had to serve the Lord God and they had to give the offerings of sacrifices. The act of worshiping and giving sacrifices to God is the expression that acknowledges the fact that the Lord God is the true God who is above all gods. People say there are so many gods, but they're all false gods. True God, the only true God is our God. It is to glorify God. Likewise, God chose Israel to reveal Him as the one true God among all nations and received glory. God made a history of the Old Testament and let the gospel spread to the Gentiles through the Israelites. It's the same today. God wants to set apart spiritual Israel, namely His children who believe in the Lord, and reveal His glory. But to my regret, there are so many people who say they serve and give sacrifices to God while they are actually giving sacrifices like those of Cain and not like those that were made by Abel. Simply put, we have to worship in spirit and truth, but you don't. And all these cases are fleshly sacrifices. The sacrifices of Cain is not the sacrifice of blood. Also, if you are worshiping while committing sins, then God will not accept it. Even your prayers, God will not accept your prayers. God will not hear your prayers if you harbor sins in your mind while praying. The sacrifice that glorifies God is the sacrifice of blood. A sacrifice of blood is a life in which you cast off sins to the point of shedding blood and serve God with all your energy. Among the sacrifices of blood, the perfect sacrifice is the life itself that God's children who have accomplished true heart and perfect faith offer up to God. God prepared this church to set it as a role model of a true sacrifice at this end time. He has cultivated us as a church that arises and shines. In order to fulfill this will of God, each of you, members, have to shine the light. This church can shine only when you shine like the pure gold that has no impurities and like the precious stones that are finely crafted. Now, how are we supposed to pray to come forth as the children who glorify God? I urge you to remember the following 3 points and pray until you receive the answer. First, you should remember that the children who glorify God are the children who have accomplished true heart and perfect faith. We have to live for the glory of God, whether we eat or drink or in whatever we do. So what do you have to do this? We have to go into spirit. Only after we go into spirit, it means we cast off all forms of evil. We are in the goodness. We have goodness. So when we go into spirit, we have true heart and perfect faith. And the Bible says, these signs will follow those who believe, and these signs will follow us. It is not the children who are trying to do it or in the process of doing it. True heart is the truthful heart that has no falsehood. It is a clean heart that has no evil. Holiness, as your faith grows up, as you see, you can see that it is done exactly according to the Bible. If you are in the flesh, your prayers are not answered, your confessions of faith are not answered because you dwell in the flesh, because you are not offering the blood of a sacrifice of blood. But if you go into spirit, then all the words in the Bible are realized in your life. As in Mark 16, these signs will follow those who believe. So many pastors, they say, in the nowadays, even in my theological college, it says, these signs will follow those who believe, and they will give some irrelevant answers because they have never experienced such a thing. Because they haven't cultivated true heart and perfect faith, they cannot experience those things. But if you do cultivate it, the word of God will be realized. These signs will actually follow in your life. Only if you cultivate true heart and perfect faith, that is, if you go into spirit. If you pray for others and they are healed, and will yourself get diseased? Of course you will pray for yourself and you will be healed. You'll be healthy. So the true heart is the truthful heart that has no falsehood. It is a clean heart that has no evil. The pure gold that is completely refined does not change in its character, even with the passage of time, nor does it change because of a change of its shape. Likewise, those who have true hearts will not change their minds, even though their circumstances and situations change. They love God with unchanging hearts. They also dwell in the light and act in goodness. The next point is that perfect faith is the faith that has reached the full measure of the Christ. It is not just some great faith or faith that has grown up to some extent. It is a perfect and pure faith with which you believe in God completely without one ten thousandth of a percent of doubt. Since you have been attending this church for a long time, most of you have professed that you long for goodness. You thought you were obeying the word of God. You said you believed in God and the Lord. You also said you trusted your shepherd. when God shone the light on the deep part of your heart by allowing you trials, what kinds of confessions have you made? Can you confidently say that you have true heart and perfect faith? Last year especially, God the Father revealed the fundamental causes for your sins. Through this act, you had to see with your own eyes the filthy sins that you had been hiding. I believe you must have felt so deeply something like the following. If I have evil in my heart, and if my trust in God and the shepherd is not perfect, I cannot become a worker who can fulfill the will of God. I cannot become joy to the shepherd, but only give him sorrow. Yes, it is true. The sons of Israel at the time of Exodus were in the group of people that was led by Moses, but not all of them were God's people. Many of them caused anger of God to be aroused and eventually could not go into the land of Canaan. 12 spies were selected from each tribe and 10 spies except Joshua and Caleb could not go into the land of Canaan either. It is because the others did not have spiritual faith. In the process of going into the Canaan land, these chaff-like people were automatically separated from the wheat. In this church too, the wheat and the chaff and spiritual workers and fleshly workers were separated from each other. But because God did not want to lose even just one soul, He showed us overflowing mercy and compassion each time. Every moment He was fulfilling His great plans, He needed children who had cultivated the truth in them. He needed children who had the heart of God. But it does not mean He discarded those souls whose changes were slow and used only those who changed quickly. God waited for those slow souls, hoping for them to become precious workers. In every matter, God gave them understanding and grace, and He showed them the way, teaching them what kind of attitude they must have. So now, many of you have gotten back on the track and are at full throttle to accomplish true hearts and perfect faith. Even today, God the Father is eagerly waiting for the children who resemble Him to come forth. Just imagine the eyes of the Father being filled with such expectations. I believe you will have even greater hope and longing to cultivate true hearts and perfect faith. I pray in the name of the Lord that you will pray fervently, having this eagerness, and make your hope come true. I'm also eagerly waiting and looking for those who have cultivated true heart and perfect faith. I'd like to do the work of God with those people, and because I have to go to New Jerusalem along with those people, but it's not easy to find such people. I can't really find those who have true heart and perfect faith, except those who are already revealed. Of course, except those whom I already know. I have to see, I have to find more people, but it's not easy. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, to become the children who glorify God, secondly, remember that those who overcome any kind of trial with thanksgiving and joy will be able to accomplish true heart and perfect faith. As you know very well, the sons of Israel did not become God's elect overnight. They came forth as God's chosen ones after a long series of trials. From Abraham and Isaac until the 12 tribes were formed, through the 12 sons of Jacob, there were so many incidents. After that, the sons of Israel were enslaved in Egypt, and even after the Exodus from Egypt through the guidance of Moses, they received many trials in the wilderness. The leaders and workers went through even more harsh paths. Many of them fell away in this process. There were Korah and his people who stood against Moses, those who worshipped idols and committed adultery and died, and the first 10 spies, and all the first generation of the Exodus, who could not show any faith right before the Canaan land, wandered around in the wilderness for 40 years and died. On the contrary, there were those souls who followed the guidance of God even though it was hard. They were all refined and finally became men of God and true people of God. But they were not righteous and perfect from the beginning. They came forth as God's children who were set apart and as instruments to fulfill God's will and plan as a result of God's guidance and refinement. Isaiah 48:10 says, "Behold, I have refined you, but not as silver. I have tested you in the furnace of affliction." When you want to stay among these select and within the boundary of salvation, you might have to go through trials that are like a fiery furnace. You have to struggle against sins to the point of shedding blood and die every day. Moreover, if you are leaders in the church, you might have to face more severe trials. For example, you give all your body and heart, money and talent to God, and live for the Lord, the church, and your shepherd with all your life. But at times, you might feel your speed of going into spirit is too slow. But those who really want to possess true hearts and perfect faith will rejoice in any kind of situation. Trials are the shortcut for you to accomplish true hearts and perfect faith. If you pass those trials well with joy and thanksgiving, you will move one step closer to accomplishing a true heart and having perfect faith. How much true heart and perfect faith have you accomplished? A person was working in for a dentist came and was telling me, many of the church members, they go to this dentist, and after they take out a tooth, they are given some medicines, but they don't take this medicine, and later it swells, and they come back with the swelling. If you cut it or you make a cut on the gum, there is a medicine that is needed. That is needed to calm it down, and so you have to take it. But those who don't have to take, these people are the ones who have perfect faith and true heart. These people don't have to take it. So otherwise, they have to take. So this person was asking me, what do I have to do? What do I have to tell the church members? Do they have to take them or not? If you have perfect faith, it'll be done according to your faith. So if you believe that it'll be fine even if you don't take it, then it'll be fine. But why is it swollen? Because you had doubts. Because you don't have perfect faith yet. So only because others are doing, you just try to do it. You can't just follow others, what they are doing. Without faith, you can't do it. Unless you have perfect faith, you will have worries and concerns of the matter. Like in my case, even though my kneecap was completely shattered, I don't worry about even 1%. The workers around me, they touched my kneecap. The knee was moving around inside. The bone pieces were moving around. But I never worried because God the Father, I don't doubt even 1%. that God will work and God will heal me. So if you have this kind of faith, God will work according to your faith. But if you don't have this kind of faith, but it's got worse, then yesterday, what if it breaks completely? What if I become disabled? If you have just a little bit of doubt, then of course, it'll be done according to the measure of faith. And this faith cannot just be given automatically. You can have perfect faith only when you cultivate true heart. And it'll be done according to your faith, this faith. It'll be done according to your faith. If you have 50% faith, it'll be done 50%. If you have 100%, it'll be done 100%. If you have 10% measure of faith, it'll be done only 10%. There is a medicine from the dentist. With your 10% faith, it's not going to work. So you have to take the medicine so that it'll not swell and it'll not cause problem. But if you have the faith to conquer everything, nothing will matter. So the workers, I always advise the workers, you shouldn't force them to show faith. They have to do it according to their own faith. If they have faith, they will rely on God with their faith. And if they don't have faith, they will do as they want. So this faith cannot just be given just by wanting it. It's according to how much level of faith you have achieved. Only after you go into fourth level of faith, you have perfect faith, and it'll be done perfectly according to your faith. So you have to understand these different measures and levels of faith. So when you give advice, you have to give them proper advice according to the measure of faith. So you shouldn't just tell those who are in the third level of faith, you shouldn't just tell them to go to the hospital. You don't know what kind of faith they will show. So according to what kind of faith they show, God may work divinely. So you shouldn't just unconditionally tell everybody to go to the hospital. So if you pass those trials well with joy and thanksgiving, you will move one step closer to accomplishing a true heart and having perfect faith. When you receive affliction without a proper cause, if you endure it with goodness and give thanks, then the trust between you and God will become even firmer. Just imagine, you have finally cultivated a true heart and perfect faith after going through trials successfully, and you are now entering into the heavenly kingdom. If you can just see your future dwelling place in heaven now, you'd rather be thankful and joyful every time you face trials. It's because you will get closer to such a glorious place whenever you pass those trials. Above all, you can move closer to God the Father and the Lord, whom you long to see so much. Whenever the Father refines your delicate shortcomings in this year, I hope you will pass them very well with joy and thanksgiving. I pray in the name of the Lord that you will possess true hearts and perfect faith quickly enough to finish it before the end of the year. Brothers and sisters, thirdly, what you have to remember when you pray for this second prayer title is that you have to try to practice the truth with your own effort. Of course, accomplishing a true heart and gaining perfect faith can be done only through the grace and strength of God and the help of the Holy Spirit. Especially in this world going towards the end that is so full of sins, it is not easy to find your own evil and cast it away. That is why God is leading us and refining us Himself. Malachi 3:3 says, He will sit as a smelter and purifier of silver, and He will purify the sons of Levi and refine them like gold and silver, so that they may present to the Lord offerings in righteousness. Therefore, to cultivate true hearts and perfect faith, we have to rely on God completely. But this does not mean your effort is not important. You have to do your part. You continually have to try to realize yourself and change it and to live within the Word of God. Especially if you have turned away from sins leading to death, you have to cut off the lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and the boastful pride of life that cause such sins and cast them away from your heart. Then you have to fill your heart with the word, praises, and hope of the heavenly kingdom. As our students quit watching TV and fleshly use of computers, most of them say they are so happy. Now they want to study hard, they want to love their parents more, they want to pray more, so they want to worship in spirit and truth. Most of them say, most of them testify, but sometimes, some others, they say it's hard. Because they kind of reluctantly cut them off. They want to go back. They want to enjoy those things, so it's hard. But they can't, so it's hard. They are in the middle. They have to cut off from the heart. When you cut off those things, it's not just, you have to understand, you have to be, it has to be explained properly. The reason has to be explained, why they shouldn't be watching those things, why, they have to understand why. Because they watch adult materials, they watch these things, so those lustful things come into their mind and they go to they always have adulterous minds all the time, adulterous thoughts in their mind all the time, so they can't concentrate on their studies and they just want to have girlfriends and boyfriends, and so they don't want to study, and they also rebel against their parents. They don't listen to their parents. They don't want to obey their parents. They just want to hide themselves and do those things, even though their parents tell them not to. So they have to understand the reason why they have to cut them off, why they shouldn't be watching those things. They have to understand the reason completely and make up their mind on their own and cut them off. Then, where do they do their hearts have to go? Their heart has to face towards God, towards the kingdom of heaven, and their believing life. And also in the truth, they have to study. They have to understand that they have to live in the light, and they should be wanting to go to better dwelling places in heaven. Understanding these things, they cut off the fleshly things, so their heart now faces towards God. Now they begin to pray, now they begin to worship in spirit and truth. And if they had their cell phones on in the middle of the worship service, they have to turn them off, and they have to make up their mind this way. They should be attending worship service in spirit and truth. They have to be concentrating on the sermons, on the messages. So when they make up their mind this way, God will give them the grace. So when they praise God, when they sing praises, they have to sing with all their heart. They have to change all their attitude this way. It's not just about quitting those things, cutting them off, not watching those things. It's about their life change, their whole change in their whole attitude. So God will give them the grace, so they will not be hard. They will not feel lonely. Those who say they're lonely, when do you have time to feel lonely? If you love God, you don't have time to feel lonely. Because you don't have time to pray. You don't have enough time to pray. And you also have to read the Bible, arm yourself with the words of God. You have to preach the gospel. There are so many things to do. You have to also study. You have to study well, so you should give glory to God. And when do you have time to feel lonely? This on the first of January, the church members filled the whole sanctuary and did a day prayer meeting and also Daniel prayer. They filled the whole sanctuary. The power worship dance team, I have to praise them. I cannot help praising them. One of them was late, but all of them were present. So I can trust them. It's not by force. They become united like that, and they try to love God. They try to pray, and they diligently try this way. It's not by force. They voluntarily do this. So even after going to India Handkerchief Crusade in India, they still attend the Daniel prayer meeting on the same day. So my heart is consoled because of them. They attend the night day prayer meeting and also Daniel prayer meeting at night, even from the January 1st. The love for God has to be true. The faith has to be perfect, true faith. And if they really love God, they don't do it only because others are watching or something like that. They, even though nobody is watching, they always are present where they have to be. And even though others are catching, disturbing you not to do that, you have to do that. If somebody is, if there is a relative who is trying to tempt you or something, you have to do that, pray. Suppose there is an elementary school kid who studies after coming back from the school. Since the first grade, he never changes his attitude. After he comes back home, he first does his homework first. Even though other relatives tell him or tempt him not to do that, he first finishes all his homework. He has this set of order. First, he has to do the homework and these things and this thing and that thing. He has a time to play only after he finishes all his studies. So obviously, he excels in his studies and he loves God, and obviously he prays hard and he attends all worship services. This habit is formed since his childhood. This good habit he has formed and learned, and so his attitude is not changing. So there's no deficiency, there's no defect in his attitude. So when parents teach him something, he just accepts it and does it. So the parents didn't really have to worry about him. There's nothing to worry about him, and he just does everything on his own. The worldly things, he doesn't even look at those worldly things. I hear of such a child too. So if you cut off these things, you have to fill your heart with the things of God. Recently, beginning with the college mission members, the students, the young adults, then the men's and women's mission members started a New Jerusalem campaign. So even the Light and Salt mission, they told me they are doing it too. So I think this is going on church-wise. I'm not sure about the elementary school, but also the men's mission members and women's mission members. I think it is going over the whole church, and this is very good. This is very good. So there will be no fallouts and no chaffs, and we'll all go to heavenly kingdom and better dwelling place, and we can encourage each other. So when we encourage each other, others who are not in this group, they have to come into this light. Otherwise, they'll be left out in the church. Then it means it's difficult for them to receive salvation. It's not like left out of the society or the school. It's because they don't stay in the light. It's they don't try to come into the light. If they just try to tempt those who are leading a good Christian life, then that means they'll be left out by the people who are in the light. I'm asking them to come into the light, but if they don't listen, it means they are alienating themselves from the group of light. So this, I hope this New Jerusalem campaign will be very active. So everybody, it'll be an active movement. So everybody will be able to go to New Jerusalem. So God's word was saying, because this year you'll see the explosive works of the Holy Spirit, and you are forgiven of your sins, and you have the determination not to go back to sins. So you have to bear the fruits now, from now. The fruits of sanctification, fruits of faith, fruits of love for God. Then, as you see the explosive works of the Holy Spirit, and everybody will be praying hard, and as you build the Canaan sanctuary, seeing all those things, your faith will grow up. Your faith will increase day by day. So you'll also see the grand sanctuary construction of the grand sanctuary. So your faith will finally grow up. So finally, God will lead you to New Jerusalem for you to have the faith to be able to go to New Jerusalem. Of course, you might have little faith right now. even though your faith is not perfect now, those who have the determination to do that, it is a blessing. If you just do not change your mind and keep on going, God will finally lead you to New Jerusalem. So God always gives us the conditions. Of course, everybody will be the best, but not everybody. There will be people, there'll be people who will change their minds. But if they don't change their minds in the middle, then God will lead all of you to New Jerusalem. And I will also do the same. I will lead you. I'll help you. I'll encourage you to lead you to New Jerusalem. So they want to quit watching TV and fleshly use of computers. And they want to keep the Word of God and pray all the time in their everyday lives. This is a good example of the effort with which you try to practice the Word of God. Whenever God lets you realize your shortcomings, I hope you will try your best on your part to change yourself. Not just about obvious untruths, but even concerning the deficiencies of the body, do not say it is hard and difficult, but change them one by one. This world is full of sins at this end time. So the biggest problem is adultery between men and women. In a time of poverty, there can be many thieves, but we don't have so much poverty nowadays, so it's a problem with adultery and fornication at the end time. So Sodom and Gomorrah was the case. It was this problem. The biggest problem was the adultery, fornication. So you have to understand why you began such acts and how it began. So you will have the answer since how it began in middle school or in elementary school. So in repentance letters, they also tell me the reasons why the fundamental causes, because of the parents or because of other friends. So you have to find the fundamental cause from where it all began, and you have to cut off the from the beginning, from the fundamental causes. So you have to understand it and so realize the causes and cut off the fundamental causes and pray hard. You shouldn't just say, "Oh God, please get rid of this mind and please don't let me do that," but you have to solve the fundamental problems. Whenever God lets you realize your shortcomings, I hope you will try your best to best on your part to change yourself. Not just about obvious untruths, but even concerning the deficiencies of the body. Do not say it is hard and difficult, but change them one by one. And do not let your mind be at ease about your past sins and iniquities. I urge you to put your hard effort in accomplishing a true heart and gaining perfect faith. Let me conclude the message, dear brothers and sisters in Christ. God has been continuously purifying this church. He even personally gave us praise songs to purify our hearts and our lips. Last year, in 2010, it was the plan of God to purify us. He had been planning it for such a long time. He didn't just make up this plan just last year, because everything has to be connected with the Canaan Sanctuary, the construction of Canaan Sanctuary, and of course we have to solve the problem of sins before we build the Canaan Sanctuary. Just like the Israelites, when they were entering Canaan land, they had to be sanctified. But today, we also have to be sanctified, but this is not a Christian country, and this world is so full of sins, so God doesn't expect us to be totally sanctified. But He expects us to fulfill the number of those who are saved. So to help us do that, He has given us praise songs. So those who are trying to live by the Word of God, they feel these praise songs are as sweet as honey. But those who are in flesh, they don't feel this praise song is good. Those who are trying to go into spirit, they feel these praise songs are as sweet as honey. It's just so sweet. And God has been helping us this much to purify our hearts and lips. Praising is one of the best ways to glorify God. Then, are you glorifying God with the praise songs given by the Father? If you commit sins while you sing praises with your lips, it is not really glorifying God, but rather disgracing God. Compare yourself with the sons of Israel. So that's why I have to sometimes say those things that I don't really want to say. Talk about all these things. And those who are singing praises, they have to be pure. And the praises come from their hearts, so their hearts have to be pure, so they have to live in the light by the word of God. But if they cause anger of God to be aroused, and God will not even hear their praises, because God doesn't hear the prayer if we harbor sins in our heart when we pray. So if you offer up to God prayers and praises that God will not accept, it's the same with the choir members. So now those singers and dancers, they have become purified, and they made up their minds, and those who have pure hearts have come joined, and they will just go ahead towards New Jerusalem. And by any chance, if they change their mind, they shouldn't change their mind by any chance in the middle. Compare yourself with the sons of Israel at the time of Exodus. The sons of Israel praised God with joy after they dramatically crossed the Red Sea. Exodus 15:20 says, Miriam, the prophetess, Aaron's sister, took the timbrel in her hand, and all the women went out after her with timbrels and with dancing. Exodus 15:11 says, Who is like you among the gods, O Lord? Who is like you, majestic in holiness, awesome in praises, working wonders? They were praising God and giving glory to Him. These people, they must have been so happy, and how wonderful that scene must have been. But these people who are praising God soon began to pour out words of complaints and resentments and words without faith. They even bowed before idols and committed adultery and fornication. These praises, they are given with the willingness to commit sins, namely praises given without true heart and perfect faith, can be changed any time. The same goes for worship services, prayers, or doing your duties in the church. You can truly glorify God only when you act with true heart and perfect faith. Ezra 3:11 says, They sang, praising and giving thanks to the Lord, saying, For He is good, for His loving kindness is upon Israel forever. And all the people shouted with a great shout when they praised the Lord, because the foundation of the house of the Lord was laid. Let us quickly cultivate true heart and perfect faith so that we will be able to offer up to God true worship, praises, prayers, and faithfulness when the foundation of the Canaan sanctuary is laid. I pray in the name of the Lord that you will become God's children who will glorify Him until the Lord comes back and then eternally. Let us pray together, thinking about the message. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you for your love and grace. Father, this was the second prayer title given by the Father. To become children who glorify God, we want to live for the glory of God, whether we eat or drink or whatever we do. Let us have true heart and perfect faith. I talked about what we have to do to have true heart and perfect faith. Let us have true heart and perfect faith. Give us the grace and blessings. Lord, thank you. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. I pray for the sick. Lay your hands on sick parts and infirmities and receive the prayer for your heart's desires. Hallelujah, Father God. Lay your hands on them. Father, lay your hands on them. Show your works transcending space and time. Bless all those who are attending the service through satellite and internet in all branch churches and local sanctuaries and all other churches and all of the world and all GCN viewers and all pastors, missionaries, and members of more than 9,000 branch churches worldwide. Lay your hands on them, and they sent their prayer requests from other countries. Lay your hands on them and answer to their prayers. Pastor Latu Osea Gabidi from Fiji. His cartilage is worn out, and he has swelling in the knees, and heal him of obesity and kidney failure. Be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Hyunsung Park of Japan. Bless her restaurant that will be open on January 3rd. Let it taste good and let it be known among the people. Chun Chunha Kim Hyun, they have handkerchief crusade in Jungmamin Church, and also handkerchief crusade in Jungmamin Church, and a conference, and let everything go well. Wang Lu Xiang, her lower body is paralyzed because of the fracture in the 12th lumbar fracture, and also she has a hearing disorder. Lee Dong-sik has herniated disc on the back and the neck. Heal him by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Kwa Jin-gun has gastritis. Kim Chang-yul has breast cancer. Let the vomiting stop, and give her strength in arms and legs. Kwa Hua Yu Kwa Ju Xuan has rhinitis. Be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Zhang Dei-yi, heal him of internet game addictions. Be healed and be released from the addiction. Give him the strength to quit. Kim Sonol has a tumor in the uterus. Be healed. Rong Song Rochen has cancer in the bladder. Be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Kim Bong Shik, liver cancer. Be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Zhou Hong Wan, troubles in eyes, ears, and legs. Yi Dong-sik, be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Herniated discs. Jory Kai has lung cancer. Be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Go On Ho is coughing and sputum and swelling in the leg. Be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Wang Su Ren, help him to come to study in Seoul National University in 2011. Yu Xiaofeng, be healed of the schizophrenia. Yang Su Huajong Shaoren, forgive them of blaspheming against the Holy Spirit. Give them the spirit of repentance thoroughly. Let them repent thoroughly and forgive them. Ryu Xiaobo, forgive her of using God's money, stealing God's money. Che Sunbong, let her get the permission from the government to open a shop. Kim Sunok, let all the contracts go well. Yang Feng, let her pray fervently and become holy. Yu Jing Fing, let her meet a good spouse in the Lord. Jin Wei Tong, let him concentrate on his studies. Give him understanding and wisdom. Give him fervor to study hard. Zhou Xin Ren, Ho Xiao Ran, let her family be evangelized and let them also perform their ministries. Zhou Myung Jia, let the bad spiritual cord be broken and let her get into good heavenly dwelling place. Heavenly Father, from head to toe, all entrails and cells and nerves and tissues, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit and give them health. All entrails and nerves and tissues and cells and joints. Father, give them spiritual and physical health. Let the eyes see well, let the ears hear well. Drive away hearing disorder. All entrails, internal organs, be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit and be cleansed. Light come. All mental disorders go away. All mental problems go away. Skin diseases go away. Itchiness go away. Light come. High and low blood pressure, diabetes go away. Be cleansed. Father, heal all kinds of diseases. Be heal them and burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Cleanse them. Loosen all the paralysis and protect them throughout this week. And protect all the church vehicles and church members' vehicles and let them make no mistakes while driving. Father, and also their senior citizens, let them not fall down. Give them the strength and hold them. Lord, thank you. Father, I give them grace in all respects. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.